Right, did you get that one? Well, the film is, of course, it's a James Bond film, Live and Let Die. The film came out in 1973, but who was the band or the singer? Well, of course, it was Paul McCartney, but the band was Wings. He'd already formed up his new band then. And it was written by English musician Paul McCartney and his wife Linda McCartney, reunited McCartney with the former Beatles producer George Martin. So there you are, a bit of history there. So how are you doing so far? Now, if you've got both answers right, you should have 8 points now. If not, no, yeah, four. Yeah, you should have got a maximum of 2 on this one. You just had the Wings and 1973. Here comes the third one, another very popular tune. But can you remember the date? And can you remember which the name of this film is? Did you get that one? I'm sorry I played it a bit longer, but I do like that song. Of course, that was called A Fistful of Dollars, so make sure you got the right title of it. They made 2 others. A Fistful of Dollars and starring Clint Eastwood from 1964. So if you've got 1964, that's right. Fistful of Dollars, getting tied here, and they used to class as spaghetti western films. Directed by Sergio Leone and starring Clint Eastwood in his first leading role. The film's music was written by Ennio Morricone and credited as Dan Savio. So I'm just going to trim my head for a minute. I make a lot of noise turning this chair. But anyway, here comes the next one. You should have had, on that last one, 1964, 2 points, A Fistful of Dollars, if you got Fistful of Dollars. Now, be honest with yourself, don't name the other ones. If you got that, that's an extra 4 points. So you should have a total of 12 points if you got all 3 of those right. We'll go on to the next one. This one's a bit older. So for you oldies, like myself, this will bring back a few memories as well, even from your childhood, I would have thought. Thank you. another one of my favourites, but did you get that one? It's a very famous tune. Most likely remembered it when he was a child. Well, you'd have to be a child because that's when it came. It came out in 1949. Have you got 1949? And it was the Third Man theme. Orson Welles and Joseph Cotten starred in it. The Harry Lime thing, it's also called. If you've got the Harry Lime theme, fine, because that was the name of the tune. An instrumental written and performed by Anton Karas for the soundtrack of the 1949 film The Third Man. And if you haven't seen it, if you're a bit of a film noir, I suggest you go and see it. And if you are a film noir, you've most likely had seen it. There are some excellent shots in it, I think are classic shots for any film photographers. You just want to watch it again. So, there we go. We're on the fourth, that's the fourth one. We've got two more to go. I hope you're doing well. If you've got 1949 and the Third Man theme, or Harry Lime, fine. Give yourself 2 points each. Give yourself 2 points extra if you've got all three of the two titles of the theme and the year. Right. So, you could do yourself a quick little six on that. Right. We're going to the next one now. Here's another one. This goes back a few years. I didn't say the year then, so it goes back a few years, but not as old as that one.
Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, when I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Que sera, sera.
Right, that was a short one, so I thought I'd leave it on there. So, did you get that one? I think you know who the singer was, and anyone of my age or above 50, I'm sure will know that was Doris Day. And the year that came out and she was singing was 1956. But can you name the actual film it came from? The tune obviously is Que Sera, Sera, so I won't give you that one. But it was Doris Day, 1956. If you can remember the name of the film, and it came from an Alfred Hitchcock film called The Man Who Knew Too Much. And it was written by the film. The song was written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. That was first published in 1955. And Doris Day introduced it in the Alfred Hitchcock film *The Man Who Knew Too Much* in 1956. American suspense thriller film directed and produced by Alfred Hitchcock, starring James Stewart and Doris Day. It was all about them in London or something, and she was a well-known singer or something, and little boy was kidnapped. So we're coming up to the last one now. I hope you're enjoying this. We will have one next week, but meanwhile, I'll play the last one here. There will be an added question to this one. Just see if you can remember what you've been listening to, okay?
Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. A cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. you feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold.
Right. Get that one. Well, if you didn't know it was Goldfinger, well, she said it enough times. And of course, that was Shirley Bassey. What year did that come out? Well, it came out in 1964, and it was from the film Goldfinger, composed by John Barry, and lyrics by Leslie Bukis and another person you wouldn't remember. Well, you may remember Anthony Newley. Yeah, he had an influence on that as well. The song was performed by Shirley for the film's opening and closing title sequences, as well as the soundtrack album release. The single release of the song gave Shirley Bassey her only Billboard 140 hits. There you are, peaking at number 10 and at number 8 and 2 for 4 weeks on the Adult Contemporary chart. And in the UK, the single reached number 21. In fact, I think it may have even gone higher than that. But there was a little question I left you. Can you answer? There was another track I played just now, which you could possibly have remembered. What would be the association with the one we just heard? Oh, that old girl over there. She's put that old lady. She's put her hand up. She knows. Yes, my love. Yeah, she's got it right. She certainly has. Goldfinger was another James Bond film, like we had Live and Let Die. Fairly easy when you can remember. It's fairly easy when I've got the answers. So I hope you've enjoyed that. We'll have another one next week. I don't make them difficult. It's just that they're meant to be. I get complained at sometimes because some people have never heard of these tracks. Well, the program itself is a hidden sort of clue. It's 50-60s program. So I'm sorry, but if you were sort of, you can only remember back to 2010 or something, or 2000, then most of these are for more elderly people, but I can remember them all, otherwise I wouldn't play them. Well, we're gonna have a bit of go back on a bit of music now, and hope you've enjoyed that. And we're going back to our program. Let's have a bit of Red River Rock, shall we? Yeah. course, was Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, 1959. An American instrumental rock and roll band from Toledo, Ohio, and they specialised in adapting popular traditional melodies into the rock idiom, using organ and saxophones as their featured instruments between 1959 and 1961. The group had a number of hits in both the US and the UK, and the band developed a following in Europe. And in 1962, they played at the Star Club in Hamburg, where the Beatles, then a little-known band, served as their support. They continued as a live act through 2005, and leader Johnny Parrish died in 2006, and Johnny and the Hurricanes followed with River Valley on Warwick Records. That became a top hit on both sides of the Atlantic. That one, I think, reached number three in the UK. And the musicians in the band were on saxophone were Paul Tesluck on Hammond chord organ, Dave Yolko on guitar, and Lana Butch Matisse on bass, and Bill Littlebeau Savage on drums. So there you are. For us, us oldies, we remember that often, didn't we? Sort of doing a little twist in the kitchen or in the bathroom or something, you know, as you're listening to that on your turntable, if you were lucky to have one. Right, I'm just looking at some items of things that seem to be relevant at the moment. We're talking about fuel and loss of money to pay your fuels. And I'm just reading an article here. Now, this is the 60s, horsepower. Most homes were still heated by coal fires, and you got your coal delivered in sacks by the coalman. And along with the rag and bone men, the coalman was one of the last delivery services to use a horse and cart, and the sound of those hooves clip-clopping up the road always got you rushing to the window. Yeah, and the funny thing is about it, you know, coal was a messy fuel. I mean, they used to turn up half a hundredweight of coal and used to put it in your coal bunker if you're lucky to have one, or a coal corner, and all the dust would come out and everything. It was very nice, but it was nothing like the crackle of a nice coal fire, especially during the winter evenings. But that's all it did, actually. My grandmother, when I used to go and see her, she used to have a kettle on the side there that used to, she used to have a cooker, but she used to like her tea being heated up on the range from the coal. So there you are. And it wasn't that expensive, bags of coal. It was so much of it, right, in comparison, that is. Right, now we're going to have a bit of music again, and don't forget, just we're coming up for the news. We've got 10 minutes to go for the news, and then after the news, we've got two top 10 charts to go out. I might try and squeeze one in after this track, and if not, I'll do it after the news. But here we have Seven Little Girls singing on the back, sitting on the back seat.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, hugging and a kissing with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive, and keep your hands on the wheel, and keep your snooping eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred. Dee-doo-dee-dum-dum, dee-doo-dee-dum-dum, dee-doo-dee-dum-dum-dum.
Drove through the town, drove through the country, showed them how a motor could go. I said, how do you like my triple carburetor? And then they whispered low.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive, and keep your hands on the wheel, and keep your snoopy eyes on the road. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred. Dee-doo-dee-dum-dum, dee-doo-dee-dum-dum, dee-doo-dee-dum-dum-dum.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, everyone in love with Fred. I said, you don't need me, I'll get off at my house. And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive, and keep your hands on the wheel, and keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Oh, Freddy.
Kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Come on.
Kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Fred. Hey there, this is CJ Tanisha on Gosport Hospital Radio. I've got two shows on the air these days. First, it's CJ's Tuesday Muse Day Hour at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon. And then CJ Rocks on a Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Join me for various styles, eras, genres, and moods of music from the 1950s through to today, as well as my music from an American point of view. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Bob Whitbread, and you are listening to Gosport Hospital Radio. We broadcast through the boards for the patients and staff. You can also find us online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk. And for the next 2 hours, you'll be listening to Bob's 60s-50s special with music and interest of those two decades. Now sit back and enjoy the music of those days, either in the wards or at home online.
At Gosport Hospital Radio, we are always on the lookout for new volunteers to help us entertain people like you. From request collectors, fundraisers, engineers to presenters. Whatever you can do, whatever time you have available, we'll make use of it. Full training is given, so why not give us a try? Call 023 92 601 600 or visit us online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk for full details.
Well, welcome back. And once again, we've had some great music. We had Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Back Seat by the Avons from 1959. That was a big hit. And on both sides of the Atlantic, the Avons' first single release was a cover version of Seven Little Girls, written by Bob Hilliard and Lee Pockris, and the record reached number 3 in the UK singles charts and stayed on the chart for 13 weeks. I'm trying to see who the Avons sisters originally was. Not actually saying. Anyway, we had then, of course, Everlasting Love by The Love Affair, 1968. It was released. The single reached number 1 in the UK singles charts on February 3rd, 1968, after securing extensive radio play and advertising. Suddenly, the band was receiving more notable gig offers, television appearances, and interviews, one of which was on Jonathan King's show. "Good evening on the show," King says to the band, "you didn't play on the record." To which the band replies, "No, we didn't." Steve Ellis still contributed lead vocals to the single, but instrumentals were conducted by studio musicians. So there you are. It was quite common in those days. Love Affair was a London-based pop and soul group formed in 1966. Right, we're coming up for the news. So I'm just going to quickly read you something that caught my eye. And this is about Supersonic. And in 1969, all eyes were on the moon and a historic mission that saw Neil Armstrong take that small step for the first time. But in Britain, we had our own reason for watching the skies. And Concorde, the first supersonic passenger jet, made its maiden test flight that year. And although it would be another 7 years before it was ready to start carrying commercial passengers, excitement over the plane was contagious. On a practical level, it would cut the flight time to New York in half. But most Concorde enthusiasts weren't interested in that. There were few of them would ever get to fly in it, but that didn't matter. This was a plane that was better from the outside than the inside. Those early flights gave the public a taste of sheer visceral thrill to be had when seeing that sleek. Now, I remember my in-laws used to live in Swindon, and it was on the flight path from the testing run to the Concorde, and it was quite an experience to see that taken off. You could hear it for quite a while before it actually got over your head, and it was a wonderful plane to see. But unfortunately, it had its problems. We won't say what they were, but shall we say that other countries wouldn't support it for one reason or another, and so therefore, it never really... It went on with France and the UK for a while. Right, over to the news.
Playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
Bringing Gosport closer to you. Bob Whitbread on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Top 20 or top 10 from 1966, and we'll start from number 10 and work our way up as I normally do. And this week's coming in from 13 to number 10. It's "Time Drags by Cliff Richard on Columbia. Coming down from 6 to number 9 is "Bend It" by Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch on Fontana. And coming down from 7 to number 8, "Guantamara" by Sandpipers on Pi International. And another one creeping up from 9 to 7, "No Milk Today" by Herman's Hermits on Columbia. Another one straight in the top 10 from outside. Number 15 was, and it's now number 6, "High Time" by Paul Jones on HMV label. And coming and staying number 5 for the third week, "Winchester Cathedral" by the new vaudeville band on Fontana. And coming down from 3 to number 4, "Instant Drums" by Jim Reeves on RCA. Coming down from 2 to number 3, "I Can't Control Myself" by the Chogs on Page 1. but moving up from 4 to number 2, Stop, Stop, Stop by the Hollies. But this week's number 1 is Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops.
We wanted a
welcome back. Sweet for My Sweet by The Searchers, 1963. Written by a songwriting team of Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, originally recorded by The Drifters. They made a huge hit with that. And they was considered to be the second biggest band of the Mersey Beats when they went to the States. And along with the Beatles, the Hollies, the Foremost, the Mersey Beats, the Swingin' Blue Jeans and Jerry and the Pacemakers. The band's hits included a remake of The Drifters, which we've just heard, and Sugar and Spice, written by their producer Tony Hatch. Remakes of Jackie DeShannon's Needles and Pins, When You Walk in the Room, a cover of the Orleans' Don't Throw Your Love Away, and a cover of the Clovers' Love Potion Number 9. I always thought that was the Coasters, not the Clovers. With the Swingin' Blue Jeans, the Searchers timed for being the second group from Liverpool after the Beatles to have a hit in the US when their Needles and Pins and the Swingin' Blue Jeans Hippie Hippie Shake both reached the Hot 100. So we were doing well, very well in the States. We'd finally got over there, and whatever music we played, we put together. And invariably, it was all involved with George Martin in the background, because he directed and produced most of these in the background. Right, welcome back. I hope you've enjoyed the Top Hits. Got another one. I'm going to try and squeeze a lot of music in here. Not too much talking from me. I'm just looking. Oh, yeah, I've got a joke. Now, as I say, I just like reading these jokes, but I didn't make these up. And here's a quickie. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put it down. There you are. You can't beat the originals, can you? Right, now we're going to have a bit more music. What are we going to have now? We're going to have a bit of Chuck Berry in a minute. I'm going to start, after this one, I'm going to start the next of the last of the top 10 charts, all right? And that will be from 1956, okay? Right, so we'll have a bit of the old Chuck Berry.
Jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. Caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. A roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven.
Join Vicky Thompson for an hour of Irish and country music, plus much more. VT's toe-tapping hour is every Monday from 2 till 3 p.m. on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
I feel alright.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Every time I think about you, you've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna
shout.
There you are, the Isley Brothers, and of course Lulu done a very famous cover of that one in the early 60s as well. So moving on, we're going to go straight out now to do the top 10 from November the 9th, 1956. Coming creeping in from 11 to number 10 is More by Perry Como on HMV, and coming down from 6 to number 8 is Giddy Up a Ding Dong by Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys on Mercury. Coming down from 5, big hit, and this time still is now, at number 8, Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets on Brunswick label. But coming from 10 to number 6, More by Jimmy Young on Lekka. Number 4 with big hit number 1, now number 6, Lay Down Your Arms and Sheldon on Philips label. And creeping from 6 to number 5, Rockin' Through the Rye by Bill Haley and his Comets on Brunswick. Number 4, My Prayer by The Platters on Mercury label, and creeping up from 3 to number 2, Just Walking in the Rain by Johnny Ray on Philips. And stand number 2, for its third week, Hound Dog by Elvis Presley on HMV. But this week's number 1, 9th of November 1956, staying at second, number 2, staying there second twice, A Woman in Love by Frankie Lane on Philips.
Your eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and oh, how they give.
There's a new show on when.
Why try to deny you're a woman in love when I know very well what they say. They say no moon in the sky ever lets such a glow. Some flame deep within made them shine. Those eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine. Crazily gaze evermore into mine. Eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine. Crazily gaze evermore into mine.
There's a new show on Wednesday lunchtimes from 1 till 3, packed full of features and the best music. My name's Aid, and I hope you'll join me for the Midweek Music Box.
We're nearly finished with our program. I hope you enjoyed all that. That was Stop in the Name of Love by the Supremes, 1965, big hit of theirs. Join us next week. We've got a couple of more. I'm going to squeeze in a couple of more tracks just before this, before we go. And we're going to have Herman's Hermits in a minute. But I'd like to say thank you very much for staying with us for 2 hours. I hope you enjoyed the music. Join us next week. And we've got all sorts of things again. We've got the film themes and all the other bits. But what I do say each week, do take care of yourself. Take it easy out there. Take life a lot easier. Don't get too worked up about things that's happening now. This is a big world, and it's those sort of things are happening. And they're not as, you know, they're very tragic things that are happening at the moment. But you stay at home, look after yourselves, and have a nice quiet weekend, and enjoy the weather. All right, so we're going to play a couple more tracks and we'll shoot off. Okay, so thank you very much. Let's have a bit of Herman's Hermits.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
Say now goodbye. Hope you've enjoyed our music, and stay at 4 o'clock. We've got CJ doing his show for an hour of rock and all sorts of lovely music, and then tonight we've got Pat and Patch and Tom doing their sort of program at 8 to 9. So keep with us. This is Gospel Hospital Radio. We do 24 hours 7 days a week. Stay tuned and listen to us. All right, thank you very much. Goodbye.